In the spring of 2002, heavy fighting between Palestinian militants and the Israeli army partially destroyed the Jenin refugee camp. More than 2 years later, the West Bank camp has been largely restored, and the United Nations Refugee Agency says by October, 430 new homes will be completed, replacing those that were destroyed. The rebuilding effort has been plagued by Israeli military restrictions and angry demonstrations by unruly camp residents, including gunfire in the UN's Jenin office. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The heavy combat operations are long over in Jenin, but the Israeli army still considers this northern West Bank city a stronghold of terrorist activity. Roadblocks, curfews, and military raids are common. But despite the ongoing tensions, slowly the central portion of the Jenin refugee camp is returning. Heavy machinery is on the move in the camp, in this case manned by municipal road crews digging up and fixing water and sewer pipes. This part of the camp, once a confusing tangle of twisting alleys and dead ends, was turned into a huge pile of rubble by Israeli tank and missile fire and by Palestinian explosives. It now boasts orderly rows of cement homes, most still empty, but some of them already occupied. 70-year-old Mohammed Dobayed chose a reporter around his small but spotless house. He says it's exactly the same size as his old house that was destroyed in the fighting.
This one is better because it's new. I was the first person to have his house rebuilt. I have been living here for the last 4 months.
Dobayed's grandson Saad, living next door, says the rebuilt camp is better than the old one. For one thing, instead of narrow alleyways, there are now proper streets. Still unpaved, but wide enough for two cars to pass. But in one section of the camp, the reviews are not as positive for the UN agency's efforts. UN employee Mohammed Dahnat says in typical fashion, rumors and conspiracy theories are swirling around the project. Take the new wider streets, for instance.
They think that it is for Israeli tanks, not for them.
UN Refugee Agency spokesman Sami Mashasha says the complaints have been limited to a few families who wanted bigger houses. But in a city where the Palestinian Authority appears to have all but vanished, a few young men decided to register their opinions on the subject at gunpoint. Mashasha says his Jenin colleagues stood it as long as they could.
But the latest incidents in which five hooded youngsters barging into the office with Kalashnikovs and pistols, firing in there, miraculously not killing any or injuring any of our staff, was the too much to bear, basically. And we took the willful decision of freezing work on the project.
After a series of meetings, the refugees agreed that the UN would resume its work and any complaints about the size of the new houses would be referred to a committee for resolution. Mashasha and his workers are focused on getting the camp rebuilt by October. But he says the effects of the violence 2 years ago are still evident.
Some people are traumatized and scarred for life, especially the youth. Low achievement results, very poor achievement results, extreme hostility. We're seeing it also in adults, still domestic violence on the rise, depression.
On a recent afternoon, Jenin's shops outside the refugee camp appeared to be doing decent business, but pharmacist Amir Al-Jabab says the street traffic is deceiving. The shops have a hard time getting supplies, and the shoppers have no money, with unemployment still raging. She says between the Israeli army incursions and gun-waving Palestinians, people here can't think about returning to normal life.
We don't feel safe at all. There's no police, there's no courts, there's no law and order, there's no authority here. Also, anytime Israeli special forces could come and could assassinate people, and that happened with our neighbor, Israeli special forces attacked his restaurant and killed one of his clients.
Israeli military sources say the client was a wanted terrorist. Jenin businessman Riyad Shabak says most people just want some peace and order to their lives, but that won't be possible while the Israeli army continues to hover and unarmed Palestinian police watch the city slide into lawlessness.
In the day, it's for the Palestinian National Authority, and in the night, it's for the Israelis.
Peter Kenyon, NPR News.